We're holding in Simon Shin Tesvot. We did Sif Aleph. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So the Mishnah Berurah is cut in Aleph. So we said it's Oster Lasos Oil. The person cannot make an oil on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even if it's a Roy. Zogt Mishnah Berurah to Oisa Oil Kavua. Kehenshi Paris Machzelis. Oisadinim Kehetzibay the Oil. Person takes a cloth or a mat and spreads it out to be an act as a gag. With the intent that it should be permanent. After ain't been binyan mamish, even though it's not true bona fide binyan, which according to the Rambam, the av is taking various pieces and putting them together to build something. So it doesn't have that element, a binyan to it. Chai b'shul boinam, the CS oil who told us boinam. But it is a toldam. So because it accomplishes elements which are similar to the idea of boinam, therefore, v'sosir chai b'shul soisir, the person who builds it is chai because of boinam, the person who takes it away would be chai because of soisir. So that's why an oil kavua. Because of oil haroi, b'shul oil kavua, Chazal came along and said that oil haroi is also osir min rabbanan. So we're going to deal with the dinim of oil keva later on in the simon. First, we're going to deal with the most of the focus right now is oil aroy. Okay, so it's also to make an oil on Shabbos, even though it's aroy. But bedafka gag, but mechitza is mutter. Bedafka gag, the af. Kishain mechitzas tachtov. The gag is also even without the walls. Kigarin lifres macellus alabar kundasin. You'd have four poles and you put a mat on the top of the four poles. Derech harai, and it's done in a temporary fashion. Lahogim ibnei hachama bakshamin, to give you some protection from the sun or the rain. So it would be also to do on Shabbos mirabonon. But the mechitza is mutter. Okay. The ikar oil hu agag, shamayel olav, the main part of the oil is the protection which you get from above. V'chein gozabu mishum oil keva. Mashen ken mechitza is a roi l'chud lo nechshav ka oil klav. So mechitza is a roi, it's not really considered part of the oil. They didn't answer it. But a mechitza which is made lahatir, for example, it's made lahatra sukkah, or to be matra tiltul, that's osur. Lahatra sukkah kagoin, shahoyula rak shnei devanas. The example would be that it only had two walls so far. Vasa mechitza zaror le defen shlishi. So he put for the third wall, which would make the sukkah kosher, he put a mechitza zaror. Before the kamam and simon tafre shlamet. The oz kosher hach mechitza kibinyan. So this was an act of binyan, even though it's just one mechitza, you've made a sukkah. Who adin kishamateris oisa mechitza lataltal al yada b'mimakim shasa lataltal? Or if this wall that you're putting there will create a heter of carrying inside of it. The kima the chashina le mechitza linyan heter tiltal chashav binyan. So because it accomplishes a change in the area which is affecting, so that's considered that it has done something. That's an act of burn. Okay.
Can I don't get it. If you make, you know, let's say four poles and you spread out a sheet on top of it, that's usher. But if you do it sideways, so to speak, so that you're making essentially a wall, that's mutter.
Right.
And yet, in both cases, you might be protected from, let's say, from the sun.
That is true, but the primary purpose of the protection the person usually makes is over his head. So, Chazal said that's the primary issue.
But essentially, it's the same exact act, except one's up above and one's on its side. Why I don't understand the rationale why one would be mutter and one would not.
Again, neither of these is a true act of boinah. in the classic sense, because you're not putting anything together. You're just putting something which is there and standing it. Okay, what did you do? I stood something. Oh, that's boina. Why is it boina? It's standing something. If that act accomplishes something, for example, it's mater, creates a heter because of it, so that has really done something. In general, most people, when they, most people I've seen with their umbrellas usually carry, use umbrellas over their head, not on the side.
Unless the rain is coming down at a slant. Okay.
Right, that's true. But if you would do a poll of the vast majority of the times the people who use umbrellas sideways over the head, what do you think the ratio is going to be? 80 to 20?
Something along those lines, okay. At least. Okay.
So that's why on top is more problematic than on the side.
If it's just the top and it's keva, is that the raisa?
Yeah.
That sides?
That is the raisa. Okay, so now he says, so the only problem is you make a mechitza which is materis. But a mechitza which is litznius ba'alma is mutter. For example, would be that it's going to act as that apparently they were mocked when they had the drasha that there should be a separation between the men and the women. So that's that would be mutter to do. Okay. And therefore, you're allowed to hang this curtain in front of the doorway, even though it's kavua shom. What's the lomer? Shena osi lahosur misham ela tali sham tamid. You're not planning to take it away. It stays there. Fil hachay chashem mechitzas haroi kimin shehu no benod beruach mitzuya. It moves. Lagamen ma'akim loyvim derech sham. People can go through it. Okay. So that's going to be machitzas aroy still, even though it stays there, and time-wise it stays there, but there's a element of a lack of permanence just by the way it's hung. But avol chaber l'malo l'mato minat stodim binyan she'enonozes min kaimoi, if you would attach it in such a way that it doesn't move, osim shum binyan, the simas kevahu, this is now the doorway, this is the wall that you're putting there, that's staying there. So that's so that would be element of keva. So even though it's only mechitza, but a mechitza's keva is going to be osur. Now, the Sharetzion in Sukkot and Vav discusses. Let's see the Sharetzion in Sukkot and Vav that. If you would attach it in such a way that it's going to be that it doesn't move in the wind, and you can't get through it, and you're putting it there to stay, so that's the raisa. The sefes kavua, the oil kavua, osim in the Torah. The same way making an oil is usur, adding to the oil, because, I mean, the wall is already there, and you're adding wall to it. You're extending the wall by closing off this gap. It stays there for quite some time. He didn't say how long that is. It's taken away to get in and out. Maybe we'll see later on. They would have like shutters that they would put into the windows. So called pekaka chalon. So it actually went into the. It wasn't over the windows. Actually, it was in the window. And we fit inside the space. So the law is, since it's made to take in and out constantly, that's not also. I mean, theoretically, you could argue you have this gap in your wall and you're filling up the gap. But we don't say it like that. We don't look at it like that because it's made to go in and out all the time. Okay? And Pradim Yeshami, scoop of the Pesach, especially if there's a doorstep over there, that indicates that this is a doorway. And you make it. So it could be it's not even Asim Rabbanim. But if it's there to stay for Kamen Yomim, so that's going to be considered a keva. So mechitzas keva is also called oil keva, and even tosefis is also can be the raisa.
So in Mishnah Berurah says aser can bring the daik aser means the rabban.
No, lav dafka. I mean, he's just saying that it's aser. It doesn't say whether it's what level of isur it is, and he just points out that he's just saying over here it might be even midraisa. I don't think it's saying the word also lafoke chayim. It's not like, you know, it's not so relevant usually, chayim versus usher. Okay. Now, the chayim peroichus, so we said you can hang the peroichus. Again, we're not talking about attaching it, we're just talking about hanging it there. You're not attaching it onto the arm. Just, there's it's the peroichus attached to a rod, and there's like a
hook or something to hold the rod.
And there is something which you just lay the rod on top of. So you're not doing any, you're not attaching it to the arm. There's just a bunch of the questions, but the fact that you're putting a machitza there is the question. I'm putting this thing there. Is that a problem? So you say it's not a problem. Now zeb pshita d'shar l'char. This is obvious that it's mutter. It's much better than the other cases we're talking about because you're not doing anything. Because the other cases, you're making a door, you're closing the doorway. Over here, there's a door in the door in anyway. The kima the yesh v'labochi delas door in kodesh. If kena peruchas enel totally rock with tznias baum, it's clearly only there with tznias baum. Okay, now zokt the mishnah berurah vayter. But what about if there's no door there? So this is going to be the closure for the oren. It's still mutter because it's made to go in and out. It's not made there. It's not really doing anything. Fine. You could hang something on your wall to be a tapestry. So that's fine. So obviously it's not talking about he's attaching it in such a way that it becomes part of the wall, because then you have a problem of being mechaber something to the wall. It's somebody's just hanging there. So, but and if there's no machitza, you're not doing anything, because there's a wall there. So what's the issur? Fine. Then he said in that situation, it cannot have it being partially bent over on top, and the shear for that would be a problem of a tefach. Okay. Then the Rambam continued and said, it's a person that is lama mechitza lifnei acham or atzino lifnei neir shel yichal b'son ruach. It's not a mechitza materis, it's mechitza for the purposes of protection. Also mutter. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah tests mechen mutum pasha the cholzeh b'mechitzas haroy. That's mechitzas kavo. She's kaim ken is osur. Mechitzas kavo is going to be osur. Obviously, that we're all still going in a case of a roy. Then he said, now if a person wants to make a mechitzah lifnei haner kei shisham shmitosay, that's osur because that's a mechitzah materis. Bifnei or haner the kiman to osur the shamish bifnei or haner or swordim. Make your mechitza materis. Okay. Now, Zokta Mishnah Berurah like this. There are two ways to deal with the issue of or. Bishas, in front of Sworim, or in front of an or. There's one way to say it's a different room. And how do you make a different room? If you put a mechitza, which is 10 tefachim high, so that has a locha, if it divides the room, so it's in a different room. The other way you do it is by covering it and making a kisui on top of it, so there's no or anymore, and it's like and you've covered the sword. So if the mechitza over here is working with the function of a mechitza, and that's how it's working, so that's a problem. It's a mechitza materis. If it's just a kisui, so that's not a problem. The heter isn't based on mechitza. So if I block the light and there's no light, right? I have a very thick thing, and the light is very small, and it's not very high, and I put it in such a way that it blocks all the light coming into the room. So there's no light in the room anymore. So it's not a mechitza materis. Right? That's not a problem. The hanodafke im oisim mechitza gavoya sar tvachim v'ner gavoya menir stamala. You can see the ner. So the loch is, so the heter is because the nair is not in the room anymore because it's a different room. I the loch, it has to be dark. The mapa patalisa mashamish kiris kamashis emerich mem sefiralabago. So that situation, a person is allowed to darken his situation with his wife. Fine. But kiman the nair niris. So the light is invisible. So what's the heter? You can a heter is who rock mishum the yeshal zeh shem mechitza shugavay asara. The heter is because since it's a mechitza, it's like a different room.
The light is visible.
Right, correct. So by putting a mechitza there, it's like the nair's in a different room. So that's the rule, but the nair's in a different room. So it's not aser, but there's another thing, it has to be dark. So you darken it. You cover the person, covers himself with the sheet, and he darkens it. But if the nair is in the same room, that's not mutter. That's not a heter if it's in there, it's in that room. That's only heter if there's a different room, but the light is coming in. So the heter over here is the mechitza, makes it like a different room. If it has to be a valid mechitza, so it has to be a mechitza which moves beruch mitzvah, it's not a mechitza. So it has to be a mechitza which is tight. The v'hachi ain't shem mechitza Allah. It's not considered a mechitza. Mechitza which is moves beruch mitzuya is not a mechitza. Plain also la sosa b'shabes the chashiva mechitza materis. So over here the heter is based on the fact that it's a mechitza. That's a problem. Al mechitza mechatsa as kol haner achenir is. It doesn't do with the heter over here. Is that there's no light? It just blocks all the light. The ain't sarshia mechitza gavoya sarz dafka. You don't need 10 tefachim for that purpose. This that you're putting there is effective as a way of blocking the light. So that's covering like covering the light. Even if the mechitza happens to be 10 tefachim high, it's not being matter because it's 10 tefachim high. The chashivah mechitza materis, the enirak mishum kisei ba'alma. The same thing is over there as well. So then the heter is not because it's a different room. The heter is because they're not visible. Actually, we hold it preferred in that situation to have two kisuyim.
What the shamash is doing his name?
So, for example, but there is a case where one kisui is enough. Let's say the bookcase, which is holding the svarim, is bob meter, which is like I had before. It can hold 40 saw. It's large enough to hold 40 saw, which means it's an amma by 3 ammas. You'll be machmir. Really, it's called 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. Okay, so that is it like its own rishus. The only problem is if the svarim is visible, it's aser. So that you just hang a sheet in front of it, it's mutter because it's a kisa. You don't need more than that. If the bookcase is not that large, you need two kisuyim on top of the bookcase. The wall of the bookcase in the back counts as. I mean, you have to go over the whole thing. In the back, you have one. You know, probably should have one in the back also. Okay, it's a little bit easier. But I mean, his point over here is if it's blocking it in such a way that it's not nireis, so the heter is kisui. So then there's not no mechitza. V'chein lo binan oz gam ken shiya kosher l'tzad mata. We don't need to be tight. That the issue of being a ruch matzuya, that's a halacha mechitza. A mechitza which moves ruch matzuya is not called a mechitza. The heter is not a mechitza. The heter here is kisui. So long as it's mechutz, it's mechutz. My rechonish appears to the word, but kol mokam binan shi kosher sabashab shiya al-asorm oid kisui. So the heter is two kisuyim. You need two kisuyim. Okay, this is all the Magen Avraham. So that's the Magen Avraham's point over here is the difference between the heter of mechitza and heter of kisui. And this, the issue over here is only if you're using the heter of mechitza. There are those who argue with him. So they disagree with the whole premise of the Magen Avraham. If the person doesn't have another option, the person can rely on the Magen Avraham. If you actually didn't put a mechitza, you discovered it. I mean, that's a sure mutter. Okay. And he said the other heter is that even though making a mechitza a roi Mechitza hamateris aroy is the same thing as oil aroy. In the same way, by oil aroy, there's a law that making an oil aroy is osur, but extending an oil aroy which exists is mutter. So by mechitza hamateris aroy, also extending it is mutter. Tefach. Chen parvan. What do you call those? The Japanese curtains. What do they call them? Japanese.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shaman mufshat tefach me'erev Shabbos is already partially opened up. Mutal lefashakli. You can finish the process. And hayim makupel. It was totally folded. So it's interesting kinetic over here. So we discussed it, we asked the question of the stroller. So the stroller, that you have the canopy over the stroller to protect the child from the rain or from the sun. So if it's partially open before Shabbos, you can open it up the rest of the way. If it's open up at Tefach already before Shabbos, so part of the canopy is already there, so I can extend the canopy. So no, I closed the cover totally, but there's a certain amount of area that even when it's closed, it covers. And let's say that's a tefach wide. So what's the halacha? That doesn't work, Mishabura says, because that's not there for the purpose of being an oil. That's there just there because you can't close it anymore. So same thing over here by this mechitza, even though it's a mechitza materis, and it's this folding curtain which you want to unfold. Right now the whole thing is folded. So it takes a certain amount of space to start with. It takes a tefach already. So I can extend the rest. I said, no, you can't, because that tefach wasn't there as a mechitza. That was just there because when you close it up, it takes a certain amount of space. So all these cases of me saying that you're extending it, once the tefach is open, it has to be a tefach which has been opened and functioning as already as a canopy. Okay.
Mechitza.
Or mechitza, by case of oil, or by case of mechitza materis. Okay. 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 Sif beis. Eitzim shetoken roishon ho'echad b'doifen ha'svino. Kofin roishon ha'sheni b'doifen ha'sheni shalom ha'svino u'prosim ha'tzelos ha'layim l'tzel. So a person takes a piece of wood and he actually bends it. So it functions like an arch. So it's pliable enough that you can bend it. And and you put a series of these along the length of the boat or the wagon. And then you spread a cover over them. So that's a mechitzas aroy, which would be a problem to do on Shabbos. But we could argue that if the supports themselves are a tefach wide, so there already is an oil over there, and now you're just extending it further. So yesh berachman tefach, if these pieces of wood are tefach wide, oh, I feel ein berachman tefach, even if they're not a tefach wide, but there's a din of love. Im ein bein zel zeh shloshet tefachim. If it's from one to the next, there's not three tefachim. So it's like that whole area is closed. So now I have something which is three tefachim wide, which already is there. Chashivik oil, and therefore mutter lifras aleihem b'shabbos maselus. You could put them in tzelus. Da'avalei tosefes oil aroy b'shori. Mitam zeh maselus prusa k'nei tefachim. Maselus already has been extended a tefach long. Mutter lifras shara maselus b'shabbos. The tefach shomru chutz min akricha, but he has this kinach, the tefach over here. So if the thing is rolled up, so while the roll itself is quite wide and it's acting as an oil underneath it, yeah, that doesn't count, because that's not there for the purpose of oil. That's just for storage purposes.
So why don't we say the same thing about the supports? They're not there for the purpose of oil either. They're there for support.
It's a good question. I think the difference is that I guess you would ask the person in his mind, you know, obviously he wants the covering, the canopy, whatever he's putting on top of it as well, but where the kricha, it clearly has a function of storage, whatever it is. Over here, yes, this is how I spread the thing. I spread the thing by putting the support, and then I put it on top. That's all part of the process of spreading it. So that's the Kiddush, that's also enough of a shame of an ultimate matter. Yes, it is a Kiddush. Mm-hmm. Okay. Zot Mishabur Yud Beis, Kavan Rosh. Hainu Shosin Kamoy Chishukin Shikar Nreifin Alpanei Royal Chavasina Milamalva. So you're making this, these bent Chishukin were
but Mishkan.
So when you have a barrel and you would have the hoops which hold it in place, those are referred to as Chishukin. So these are like hoops, these are like half hoops. It's basically what you're doing along the top of the Svina. You would do with a lot of different pieces of wood, and then you would spread this on top. You would have a child's cradle, which has these on top. A person lay him side and hug him, and they move him, and then they would give him the child protection from the bugs. If the chishukim are, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, either they're tefach wide or they're love with each other, so that you can spread a shad on Shabbos. But if not, you're making an oil on Shabbos. Within the also leifer sadan al agolis, the also gamkin lahogan al mashatata v'havik oil. It's the same thing with you by a wagon. Unless all your partners kavar me'arav Shabbos, berachem al tefach, or unless it was a tefach was already opened before Shabbos, and mishum de noisin oisin al afishah b'li this kind. Now this is all mutter. I skipped this line. Kavash shakaz v'shachon arach v'hadol chashiv calls them loyal keva, and mishum de ain oisin oisin al afishah b'li this kind. The chishukin might stay there, but the covering you would take on and off. So it's considered oil aroy. Baruch and tefach. So if the pieces themselves are a tefach wide, shirachav ha'etz ha'ogol has hoya tefach. These hoops were tefach wide. Filo rak bechamin only one to be tefach wide. Kima shakosav im ein bezelazer, or if they're a lover, but again, how do gam can I feel about rak b'mokim echad? If one of them was, if two of them were love with each other, it's just like three tefachim are covered. Remain and love it. And then you can extend the rest because the sefes are laroy is mut. Okay. Okay. So there's interesting chazanish over here. It says like this. So lavad is, we have a very interesting approach to lavad. The lavad is like it's closed. Not like I'll be everything. For example,
what?
Lavad is not closed in regards to all halachas. For example. Right, so we're saying love it is like there's no gap there, and many halachas we have that, you know, there's got to be sukkah, there's got to be erevin, etc. What about hilchos tuma? The din of oil over an item. So there's a kazayis and a mace on the ground, and there's a piece of wood on top, which is not directly above it. Another piece of wood on top, which is not directly above it, and between the two pieces of wood is love it. There's no din of oil. It's not called an oil because there's nothing on top of the kazayis and the mace. It's lavud. Lavud is not like, doesn't make it as if there's a covering over on top of it. So how do we know over here, the Gabi Shabbos, that this is called an oil, is lavud, that it should create this heter? So Chazin says, you're right, it doesn't. So what's the heter of the Shulchan Aruch? So he says, the Mishnah Berurah holds it, it does. So let's say I have one hoop here and one hoop here, and the gap between the two is each one is less than a tefach. My hands are a tefach. It wouldn't be a tefach. And the gap between the two is less than three. So they're skrumish and brewer. That's like it's all closed. Now I want to start rolling out the marcellus. So I roll them out the marcellus this way. Right? I don't have to put the Maselis over this because this is closed already. Chazif says, no, we're talking about something else totally. I take the Maselis and I want to roll it out on top of this. Even though it's not considered closed, but you can't say that when you're rolling the Maselis that you're closing it. In other words, Lovat is going to work for you in that much, even though the Gabi Shabbos is not considered closed already, that if you start the Maselis here and onwards, you're just extending an oil. There's no oil there yet. But you can't say when you put the oil, the Maselis on top of it first, that you're closing something, because the Lachal is like it's closed. So we have this interesting relationship with it. We say it's not closed, but it is closed. Once that's done, oh, now you have Maselis, which is 3 tefachim wide. Now you can extend the rest. That's how the Chazon Ish learns the din.
You have to start in the middle.
You have to start by that piece, which is the love piece. According to Mishnah Berurah, you wouldn't have to. You could start from beyond it.
Isn't this surprising? When we do have love at Beilu Shabbos, obviously from Achisus for Rishios, so surprising you wouldn't have it here. It's also Shabbos.
True.
It's making Machis possibly, and it's a little funny.
Correct. The point I'm saying is that we come with the definition of being mile on something. Usually, there is. You see from Hilchos Tumah that's not called being mile.
Right.
So, how do I know that Gabi this halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, which is halacha of being mile, that is called. There's an oil there already.
But if you're making machitza, then does the Chazon Ish agree that you use love there for?
In a case of machitza, theoretically, probably he would disagree. He would agree with that. Yeah. I think he's just saying over here we're discussing halacha of oil.
Right.
It's problematic. Okay. Fine.
What's problematic over here with them?
It's not. He holds. It's not really considered mahil. Yudal chashivi.
So
it's not. There's no oil yet. So how could? What do you mean? You're just extending an oil. There's no oil yet. Yudal. So. But the case of mechitzah might be different.
Comes to Pelson.
Chashivi ka oil mutter. Now, the Dafka Las is oil aroy mitkila. The Dafka Las is oil aroy mitkila zaser. This of oil aroy, which is only drabanan, Chazal only asked it if you're starting making the oil aroy. Avimnasa kvar muta lehoisav alav, but Chazal did not answer extending an oil aroy. It was that in our scenario, kiman shahoyah beetz echad roichav tefach to shear oil. Tefach is the shear of an oil. Asher pachas mishlosha tefachim bein zel zeh to shear labud, or you have labud. Since if it's like one unit, there's an oil already there and you're just extending. And extending is mutter. Okay. Therefore, if you have a machzelis, which is already prusa, you already had before Shabbos, this mat, which you're using as your roof, partially extended, you can extend it further. Since a part of the mat already has been rolled out, you can extend it further. All you're doing is extending an oil aroy. But if starting to make an oil aroy is oster. We'll see later on that there's an iser of oil. We discussed this under the bed. That is only also if you make walls as well. So there's a difference in the law in the case where you're doing it to actually act as an oil. So that, even just an oil alone is also. If you're not putting it there to make an oil, it's just, but you are covering something, so then it's only also if you also make walls. But in a case where you're doing it for the purpose of actually acting as a covering, as a canopy, that's also to make on Shabbos, even though there's no walls at all. I don't know why he starts discussing it now. I mean, could have discussed that way back in the beginning. He already said 4 kadesim, myself not 4 kadesim, also. He didn't ask what's with the walls. I don't know why he felt the need to ask it now. Mr. Burr before already, the moment at the beginning of the simon, right? In Sipkut and Bay, he said, you want to put 4 poles and put a thing on top, it's also. There's no walls. He says, it doesn't bother me. You don't need walls. And Sif Gimel says, you need walls. There's a difference if you're putting it there to actually act as a canopy, or it just happens to be that it is a canopy. But this halacha, that if it's a tefach has already been extended before Shabbos, you may extend it further. That's all talking about chutz min akricha. Hainu, shimhoisa marcellus prusa the shame God. There was a marcellus there. Ukrochem Erev Shabbos, you rolled it up. So tzarech sheyishar tefach porus, you have to leave a tefach open. Kreshia mutter lifers a kol b'chanal. To allow you to extend, you need to leave a tefach open. Why? Because ein roichem eigel shal kricha oil b'sher tefach. The part which is rolled up, which that's not there for oil purposes, doesn't count to your tefach. The kricha ed chashuva prusa ala gag l'oil. It's not there for covering. And tzarech sheyishar tefach porus levad min roichem eigel shal kricha. Yesh min echadim shekos. The filo hachi lifras a maselas kashi krucha al eza dover shiye shaypa oil lehedya osim shemoyal. Davka bezeh shayi paris mit kilo krucha lo mechzi bezeh kemashara lo oil. Al zetita the sitana kach kishihi krucha al dover acher osir. I have a great idea. I already have it open. Pick it up and move it somewhere else. So that's not what. You're talking about a case where in this place already, there already is an oil. And you're just extending the oil. But if I'm not just extending the oil, what I'm doing is I'm taking this oil as is, moving it somewhere else, that doesn't help me. That's not going to be mutter.
Oh, Rabbi Sussman.
So it's an interesting question because, I mean, I'm not really making them. The oil is here and then the oil is there. And it's not a new oil. It's the same oil, just it's being mild on different, something different. So that's what he's saying. The fact that it's being mild on a new mokum is as if you're making a new oil, which you can't do. We don't say that, no, this is the same oil, just the oil is oil moving around. So that's what he's grappling with. He says that is not mutter. And then the Sharatini says, because this is Shita's Rashi, that it's called making a new oil when you move it to somewhere else.
Is this relevant to umbrellas?
This is very relevant to umbrellas.
Right.
So the argument being that you already have the oil, so what am I doing? I'm making an oil. Yeah, because when I move it, as long as I stand still the whole Shabbos, that's fine. Right? Just stand there like that, fine. Just hey, but say, but if you want to move, which is normally the purpose of the umbrella, you're making a new oil. No, I'm not. I'm just moving the oil. So that's, he's saying this is called making a new oil, and that's a problem. Okay, let's hold it here.